When U.S. drivers fill their tanks with ethanol, they're essentially buying fermented corn grown by American farmers. A 2007 law sparked an ethanol boom that has boosted rural economies. And corn absorbs the greenhouse gas carbon dioxide as it grows, says Bob Dineen, head of the ethanol trade group, the Renewable Fuels Association.
We are produced from agricultural crops and residues that are taking carbon out of the air, something that petroleum cannot claim.
But ethanol has a flock of critics. Poultry and other meat producers say their animals are now competing with ethanol for the corn supply. That has raised corn prices and costs for raising livestock, says Hobie Bowen, president of the Virginia Poultry Federation.
Eventually, these higher costs borne by the industry have to be passed along. And so this policy has contributed to inflation, food inflation.
And another factor may put a lid on ethanol's growth, says Patrick Kelly, a policy advisor for the American Petroleum Institute.
There's more ethanol in the gasoline required by the mandate than the vehicle fleet and fueling infrastructure can handle.
Here's why. Most U.S. gasoline currently contains 10% ethanol. Raising it to 15% would be one way to meet the law's requirements. But some cars may not be able to handle a higher mix of ethanol, Kelly says.
So if you have a car that was designed to use E10 and that fuel pump is not compatible with E15, it could leave you on the side of the road stranded.
So the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is proposing to lower the ethanol requirement for this year. Bob Dineen says that's a bad idea.
It's going backwards on our energy policy, not forwards.
Dineen says Congress passed the law intending to drive major changes in where the United States gets its fuel. One side effect, for example, car companies now make some models that can run on up to 85% ethanol.
If you're going to have ethanol replacing gasoline, if we want to have options other than fracking and drilling deeper and deeper in the Gulf, we have got to assure investors that there's going to be a market for these new advanced biofuels.
These new biofuels can be made from garbage, corn cobs, or other plant matter. That could end the food versus fuel debate. What fuels our cars in the coming years may hinge on EPA's final decision, expected in June. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.